Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, Captain's Blood by William Shatner with Judith and Garfield Reeve Stevens. Read by William Shatner. Primedian, Romulus. Stardate 57465.6.
Spock remembered. No matter that fate and luck and James T. Kirk had so many times intervened in the flow of cause and effect, inevitably, everything must die. Vulcans were no exception. He opened his eyes in the shadows of the ground transport's passenger compartment, lit only by the slow green flicker of passing street glows in the ancient Romulan city of Primedian. He saw the worry in the face of his Romulan aide, Marinda. Romulans were so free in the expression of their emotions. In truth, there was much these lost children could teach their Vulcan forebears.
Mr. Ambassador.
I am fine, Marinda. She smiled.
I don't believe you.
Spock raised an eyebrow at the young woman, with whom he had worked for almost a half a standard year, ever since the dark days of confusion following Shinzon's coup and the slaughter of almost every member of the Romulan Senate. He had no reason to question Marinda's loyalty to his cause of reuniting Vulcans and Romulans after more than two millennia of bitter estrangement. But the respect he had reluctantly come to accept as his natural due as a senior Vulcan ambassador was something she seldom demonstrated. Spock decided it was that refreshing freedom from formality he appreciated most about Marinda. After more than a century and a half of life lived within the protective cloak of total logic and emotional self-control, Spock craved freedom. The war between his two halves, human and Vulcan, had once dominated him before he had achieved his own unique balance. That same struggle continued, unresolved, between the Vulcans and the Romulans. Spock wanted, he needed, to bring the same peace of acceptance to his chosen people, that same freedom, before he died. As the transport stopped, Spock pulled his ambassadorial robes close. They were lighter than those he usually wore, since he had forgone the traditional jewels and silver embroidery of his office. Spock had no desire to stand apart from his cousins. Much of Romulus was still impoverished in the aftermath of the Dominion War, harsh conditions made worse by Shinzon and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?